Hello, thank you all again for having me this week. Can everyone hear me just fine? Yes. Beautiful. So I thought before we started this evening, or as we start, I'm going to invite us all to go inward. And to open with a deep receptivity. I'm going to invite you to open your crown chakra. And so just to bring your attention there, to bring a felt sense of awareness to the crown, to the third eye, to your throat, to your heart. And to just gently have this sense, like an intuitive sense, of being open and receptive. Saint Francis used to say this prayer, Lord, make me an instrument of thy grace. And so as we sit here today, I invite you to open in this way. To be a conduit of God's grace. God is eternally waiting for us to wake up. To wake up to her love, to her peace, to her receptivity. To be receptive to what it is that she wants to shower down upon us. And so as we join hearts this evening, let us point our hearts, let us open them up with the most humble of intentions. Lord, fill me with thy grace. Lead me forward in this world, in this life. Touch my soul in this moment. Touch my soul. Open me. Open to me to that which I don't know. Open me into greater and greater worlds of divinity. And so as we humbly start with this prayer, with this experiential meditation, I invite you just to notice what's happening in your body. What's happening in the space of your crown chakra, the space of your third eye, the space of the throat, the space of the heart. And even deeper, what's happening in the belly, along the spine and the pelvis. Are you open? Are you receptive? And from this space, can just gently scan our body and notice where are we tight, where are we tense? Is there anything within us which feels out of alignment or could come into greater alignment? And are we willing to bring this before the altar of our Lord? Are we willing to be awake and aware to see that which is unconscious within ourselves? And are we bringing it forward so that it may be touched by grace, filled with grace, so that our lives can come in line with our highest nature? And so, of course, if there's anything tight or tense, or breathing, we're letting go, and we're deeply opening. Opening to the truth, to the highest, to our direct experience. And this is not simply our direct experience. This is the direct experience, the direct experience of God coming into us now. Coming into us now. So many individuals ask, what is it like to be awake? What does it mean to be awake? To be awake is to be in direct connection, direct union with the divine. It's a willingness to continually deepen in union, to commune with that which is holy, to be open to that which is holy. And so this moment, as we sit together, are we open? Are we receptive? To God's movement in us and as us. Are we open so that there is a total non-division between us and life? Are we open? And so, how do you feel in your body? Do you notice the peace which is naturally here? Yes, do you notice the serenity which you are? Do you notice that? Do you notice that your nature is peaceful, is innocent, is vibrant, is radiating with this serenity? And as you open to it, as you open to God, you notice this serenity, it grows, it intensifies. It awakens in the space of your head, your heart, your gut. It awakens in the soles of your feet, in the palms of your hands. And so, can we be courageous enough to let go of our normal, everyday thought stream? Step into the depth of what we are. And yes, as we step into the depth of what we are, there's a deep respect that comes forward for all of us, for all beings. We realize the peace that we are. We begin to see it not only within ourself, but everywhere we look. There's this wonderful peace, this wonderful aliveness, this wonderful serenity. And so can we allow this serenity to deepen within us? Our very nature. And so as we're directly experiencing ourselves, do you notice what's here? Are you awake and aware of what's here, of what you are, of what's being born into you? As the Lord God comes into us and floods us with her darshan, with her grace, can we give ourselves our full attention? As we do so, you may notice a very subtle light, very subtle energy descending into you, giving birth into you, waking up within you. Can we bow before this light? Can we receive it fully? Receive it fully. She is always eternally wanting to flood us with light, with grace. Can we be humble enough, disciplined enough, to give ourselves fully over to what's happening here? Yes. And so I will invite us to continue to open in this way, to continue to receive this transmission, to continue to fall in love with that which is good, that which is holy, to bow before yourself and each other in the highest respect. Open to this serenity. To join me in this absolute grace and absolute quietude. And as we sit here together, if a question presents itself, you're welcome to take the mic or raise your hand or type one on the screen and message me. If anyone has a desire for me to speak about anything, feel free to share. Feel free to bring it forward. Bring it into this sanctuary. Yes. And so together we're listening. We are listening to the highest. And the highest being God's grace coming into us this moment. As I sit here, I feel this grace, this incredible light coming into this room. And so I invite you to bring your attention into the third eye and notice what's happening. Notice the quality of light that's here. Notice the subtle intensity of grace. So often we think of grace as God coming into us and giving us something that we want, that we asked for. We think if we have an open heart and we pray to God, that God will speak to us in this heavenly voice. But what most of us miss is that God is always speaking to us in grace. And by grace, I mean light, that God is filling our bodies with light, filling our world with peace. Bringing deeper and greater experiences to us if we are simply willing. If we are willing to simply open, to receive, to meditate upon what is fully happening here. And so as we sit here this evening, I invite you to notice what's happening in the third eye. And you may notice some thoughts here and there. If that's the case, I invite you to go deeper inward. You can feel the surface of your skull. And go inward about 3 or 4 inches right into the center of the third eye area. And see what you notice there. What is it that's here? What is it that's awakening within me? Can you receive this light, this grace? Can you invite your highest to awaken? And so as you join me in this, you may notice a brilliant light, perhaps even intensity of sound, very subtle yet intense sound, almost like a high-pitched ohm, awakening within you. And of course, if you're not noticing any of these experiences, I invite you to notice what's happening uniquely within you. In the depth of the third eye center, what do you notice? What do you experience? And simultaneously, what do you notice in your heart? What do you notice? What do you notice on the crown? What do you notice deep in your belly and your spine? What's here? What is your experience of you? What is your experience of God? Are they separate or are they one? And so we're continuing to open, we're continuing to deepen together. And of course, if there's anything here which needs to be released, which needs to let go, we invite that forward. We give it back to life. We give it back to God. You say, Lord, you take this from me. I've struggled with it too long. You take it, Lord. You take this pain, this affliction from me. And we invite it to empty out of us. And so, from a place of humility, it's the opposite of attachment. We release anything which is unnecessary, anything which has plagued our consciousness, anything which is heavy. We let it go. And so, in this space, I invite you. I invite you all to join me with this attitude of openness and receptivity for the entirety of our lives. Can we commit ourselves to being open and receptive to that which is greater, beyond the practice of meditation, beyond sitting on our yoga mat? Can we commit ourselves to being open and receptive to that which is greater? Are we willing to allow our life to be a prayer? Not a prayer in which we are asking, from God, but rather where we are open to God, where we are letting the highest lead us, where we are inviting the highest to flood our being. Are we willing to give ourselves over to the highest? And so one may ask, well, what does that mean? To give ourselves over to the highest. It's this willingness to walk in grace. And so often when people think of that, they think that they have to be walking on eggshells and somehow morally correct or doing the right thing in every moment. But walking in grace means we are open to God's presence, giving birth in us and as us. It means we are connected with the depth of silence which is eternally present. And yet we are holding a deep reverence. A deep reverence. A deep openness. We are allowing this grace to awaken in us and live through us. This is a way of being, a way of life. If we simply do it while seated in meditation, or while reading a holy book of some great master, our lives will not change much. But if we make our life an eternal prayer, if we live in a way which is eternally open, we will find ourselves to be the luckiest individual, the luckiest person on the planet. We will find that grace is always here, waiting to pour itself into us, waiting to fill us, waiting to flood our being. We'll notice that God is eternally here, that this world is a heaven world, that this world is holy. We will realize that God has never left us. One of my greatest pains on this path was this thought or this feeling that I was abandoned by God. Many of us feel this way. We feel abandoned by God. We feel alone in the world. We feel alone because we are not open. We are not connected. We are not living in communion with the highest. When I was on the path, I used to have these fits of rage, feeling as if God had abandoned me. I would yell at God, scream at God, and say, God, why have you left me? Why have you forsaken me? Why did you abandon me here in this hell world called Earth? And of course, I would have these fits when things were not going good in my life, when I was deeply struggling. But at one point, I just opened. I opened my heart, I opened my mind, I opened the crown chakra, and I noticed, oh, God is here. Grace is here. I am being held in this world. I'm not alone. There truly is not two but one. Simply one. And so when I realized this, I burst out laughing at this great illusion that I had been living previously. And it's easy to live this illusion if we are attached to ego, if we are identified with that which is small within us, if we are identified with our fight or flight response to life. If we are identified with a little voice in our head, if we are identified with our story and our history and our small perspective and point of view, when we identify with that aspect of self, that small, limited, individual, egoic aspect of self, we suffer greatly. But when we are willing to let that go, and to notice what is it that's here all the time? What is this aliveness that I am? How big is my consciousness? Is my consciousness and the consciousness of God? Are those two separate consciousnesses or one? It's true that I'm simply this body and this small human perspective. If I let go of that from a place of courage, from a place of deep trust, if I'm willing to fall backwards and to let go into the hugeness of life, into the heart of God, which is eternally present, what do I find? What do I discover? Do I discover that I'm being held and that I've been held all along? I just did not know it. This is the great cosmic joke, is that God is holding us, God is loving us, God is us. That the Father and I are one, the Father and you are one, the Mother are you are one. That we are one with this hugeness of divinity, that there is no wall between us and God. And so, practically speaking, because most of us find ourselves so deeply identified with our bodies, with our minds, the invitation here is to directly experience your nature, to directly experience the nature of God, to directly open to that which is higher. And that means we must surrender that which is lower. We must lose interest in our story, lose interest in our thoughts. And put our total attention, place our total attention on one of these doorways. The doorways being the seven chakra centers. Each of the chakra centers is a doorway to something greater. Now we can identify with the chakra centers in a human way. For example, within the space of the third eye, you can identify with the surface level of the third eye, which is just the thinking mind. Your everyday human consciousness. But if you walk through that doorway and step back toward the center of your consciousness, you open into vast, spacious awareness. Eternally present, eternally here, vast, spacious awareness. Are you willing to step into that? Or do you want to simply stay on the surface? Do you simply want to speak about politics? Or your job, or your new car, or what, how you're upset about your mother for the past 25 years? Where do you want to identify? Do you want to walk through the doorway of the third eye and step into the depth of your nature? Step into this deep well of peace. Or do you want to live on the surface? With our hearts, do you want to live on the surface of your heart, in your emotional heart? Your emotional feelings? Or do you want to step into the depth of your heart, which is brilliant, which is absolute love, absolute love, radiance, compassion, a brilliant light that has no beginning and no end. Where do you want to live from? Are you willing to walk through the doorway of the heart? To dive deep into your nature and to discover how beautiful you are, how beautiful life is. Within the space of the hara, the deep belly, do you want to stay on the surface? Where your belly button is, where you first experience the clinch, the egoic clinch. When you realize that, oh, I am just this body. When the umbilical cord was cut and the ego clinched for the first time, said, oh, I'm this individual, I'm this body. I need to protect myself. I need to fight for my space in this world. That's what's on the surface of the hara. But when you step back deep within the hara, when you let go of that egoic clinch, when you let your guard down, when you let the walls down, when you choose to let go of that deep seat of ego, you begin to find something different is here. Feel like a mountain, a deep and profound mountain that has no beginning, no end. That's huge, that's massive, that's indestructible. And so again, the question is, from where do you want to live? Do you want to live on the surface of things? Or as the depth of your nature, fully connected to, fully in communion with, the eternally present Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, giving birth in you, waking up in you, as you. And so this is our eternal choice. What kind of world do you want to live? We can all choose to live on the surface of things. We can all choose to be in our fight or flight mind. We can choose to be in our story. And your body will feel limited. It will feel alone, it will feel isolated and stressed. Or you can choose to be courageous, surrender that, to open into that which is incredible, that which is absolutely divine. And so if there is a practice here, the practice is bringing awareness deep within you. Awakening awareness deep within you. Stepping into this space. And choosing to grow roots here. In the depth of your being. And that's a practice we can do in every moment of our life. Eternally let go into that which is deeper, that which is profound. And while we rest in this depth, we have an open doorway, a receptivity to God's grace, to God's voice, to God's light, to that which is good, eternally good, growing in us, deepening in us, evolving in us. For we live here in an evolutionary world, not a static world. We live in a world of growth. And it's this wonderful paradox, because our nature is absolute peace, absolute love, absolute bliss, absolute spaciousness. And we're inviting this spaciousness, this peace, this love into form, into matter, into reality, into our everyday lives, so that we may be a movement of grace. That we may be a movement of love. A movement of love in this world. And so love is a courageous thing. Love is eternally looking, eternally witnessing, eternally embracing that which is dark, that which is stubborn, that which is unconscious. If you ever noticed, love walks into hell. It walks into darkness, it walks into unconsciousness, and it brings forth forgiveness, it brings forth letting go, it brings forth strength and compassion, it brings forth right speech, right action. And so, yes. As we sit here together in communion, as we sit here allowing the Father, allowing the Mother, allowing the Holy Spirit to give birth in us, we're noticing how we feel. How we feel. We're noticing our divinity. We're noticing the places within us which need some more love, which need some attention. We're saying, yes, of course, I love you. Yes, of course, I'm willing to let go. Yes, of course, I'm willing to bow and surrender. Yes, of course, and so this is the prayer, the invitation. Of living a life which is eternally open. And allowing God to lead us. Allowing life to lead us. Oftentimes, I walk down the street and these floods of grace come into me. Sometimes they're so intense, they take my breath away. And I smile, for God is working in me. God is working in all of us. Yet most of us are not conscious of it. We're too busy, lost in our minds, fighting with this thing or that thing, or wanting life to be different this way or that way. But when we are eternally open, and we have a gentle discipline which is always looking towards that which is higher, that which is holy. We find that God is right here, right now. The spirit of our very breath, the very aliveness of our form, the very radiance of our heart, If you're awake to her, if you are living in a way where you are in continual relationship with her, she will bring you countless gifts. Countless gifts. She will open whole new worlds within you, worlds which you did not know ever existed. And so, together in this moment, we are open, we are surrendered, we are willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I commit my life to you. I commit my life to that which is good, that which is holy. You live through me. When you see me fall, Lord, come into me. Be my strength. Be my heart." Lead me forward in your truth. Lead me. For sometimes we get confused here on earth. Sometimes we fall on our face. Sometimes we make great mistakes. But from this place of oneness, we begin to see that all is God, the victim and the offender are God, the mistake and the perfection is God. This is an evolutionary world and it all belongs to God. Sometimes I sit with an individual and they get very upset with themselves because they have an ego. Say, where do you think you got your ego from? Do you think that is not the perfection of God? Who created it? Is it possible for there to be something that was not created by God? Sometimes people beat themselves up for having human emotions. Where did you get your human emotions from? Where do emotions arise from? Who created emotions if it was not God? So all blame can be received by God. For nothing in this world could act without God. Nothing in this world could be could be anything other than God. But there's a choice here. Do we want to live from a lower level of divinity, a lower level of God, or the highest level of God? And of course, because we are wanting to live in alignment, live in communion with God's highest will, we strive to live the highest. And I can feel that in all of your hearts. This undeniable sincerity. This ongoing silent prayer. Lord, you show me the way. Live through me. Awaken me to deeper and deeper levels of divinity. One of the great jokes that I found on the spiritual path was all the while when we are in the grips of egoic consciousness, when we are in a limited perspective, we have this deep desire to awaken. Say, I want to awaken. I want to awaken. And so often, most of us want simply to escape from suffering. We think that if we awaken, that'll be this wonderful experience for us, for I, the individual. But the big joke is when we awaken, when we truly awaken, we awaken into God. Has nothing to do with the I. Has nothing to do with escape. We awaken into being an instrument of grace, an instrument of love, an instrument of peace in this world. It's a hell of a lot of work, but the difference is we're not doing the work from our small human egoic nature. The work is being done through us, as this greater force. But as we step into this greater level of awakening, this greater level of communion with that which is higher, it's a movement. It's not a place we get to. It's a movement. A movement of divinity. Where the movement and the space are one. Vast, spacious peace in every direction. Vast, compassionate love in every direction. And so, on these last few minutes, I invite you to look at your life, to see, to ask, where is it that I'm not living my highest? What needs to change? What is it that I could let go of? Or what is it that I need to let go into? Am I willing to live from the highest? Am I willing? Now, yesterday I was sitting with a young man and he was having this conversation with me where he was wanting to dedicate his life to the path. And he had moved to this spiritual community. And he had this question of whether or not he could live in the community, if he could live like a monk. And he had some internal conflict with the community, with the thoughts of being a monk. And he thought he wanted to surrender and become a monk. But there was part of him that just could not do that. And as we sat together and we spoke, I said to him, I think you're asking the wrong question. Not whether I can live in this community or whether I should be a monk or should not be a monk. But the true question is, what is the highest? What's the highest? What is it that's in my heart? Oh, it's God that's in my heart. Am I willing to serve God? That's the question. In me, as me. You don't have to be a monk. You don't have to live in a certain community. You don't have to be a Christian, Jew, or Muslim. The question is, can you follow God in each and every moment? That's the true question. What does that look like? So oftentimes the ego thinks of something grandiose. But if you notice, God created a world. There are countless opportunities in our everyday, normal, even boring sometimes lives. Where we could ask this question, what is the highest? What is the highest for me right now? Sometimes it means we just sit silently. Sometimes it means we give ourselves a nap. Sometimes it means we volunteer at the homeless shelter or a local nursing home. Sometimes it means we forgive our mother or our father for their sins, or our husband or wife for theirs or their confusion. Sometimes it means we forgive ourselves. And so this question of what is the highest? Am I connected with God? Am I connected with my true nature? Am I living a life divine? This is our ongoing prayer. Our eternal commitment the beautiful thing about spiritual awakening is when we do truly wake up, life becomes very, very clear. It's hard to be unconscious. And it's much easier to choose. It's much easier to choose to live from the highest. So thank you all for joining me this evening. Thank you all for those who keep coming back and keep showing up. My heart is aligned with your sincerity. And I bow before you as I bow before the Lord. Thank you all so much, and may peace be with you.